Proclamation number 7211, dated the November 19th, 1958. Serious words of admonition regarding the end. Brace yourselves for severe strokes of fate which will affect you to a greater or lesser extent, because the end is coming ever closer and all people shall still be influenced such that they will seriously consider the end, be it their own end or that which the whole earth can expect. They shall only be seriously reminded to prepare themselves, for you don't have much time left. Hence you humans will repeatedly hear from me myself about what is in store for you, and you would do well to heed my words, to accept them as pure truth and to adjust your life accordingly. There will always be people again who will try to lessen such admonitions and warnings, who will claim that they are implausible and aim to trivialize what is, after all, hugely important, because it can determine the state of your souls for an infinitely long time to come. Don't listen to them, but keep to my word instead, which, time and again, comes to you from above, for I myself will make sure that you receive the information. And anyone who hears it should take it seriously and regard it as evidence of my love that I myself want to save his soul and therefore speak to him. I know who receives my word, and I admonish all of them to ponder it in their hearts and to do everything so that they will not suddenly and unexpectedly be met by what is to come and, indeed, must come on account of the many people who live in a deaf and blind state. Then you, who accept and believe my words, will be able to contribute much towards clarifying the situation by informing your fellow human beings that you have long since known about it already through my word. Then you will also be able to announce to them that the final end will just as certainly follow not long afterwards. For in my love and mercy I still want to give all people a last reprieve, during which time they can make up for what they had previously failed to do, and therefore they will still provide them with the evidence of the credibility of all proclamations which I send to you humans in such a natural way that you can just as easily be inclined to doubt them. That which is decided in my plan will irrevocably come true. But my plan is well thought through in all wisdom, and therefore will not be overturned or changed, neither in its form nor its time. For this reason you can accept my word as irrevocable and thus live your life accordingly, and you will not need to regret it, for the acquisition of earthly possessions will prove to be utterly pointless, since everything will be taken away from you. However, all of you will be able to acquire spiritual possessions if you seriously want them. Listen to my word and believe the truthfulness of the one who conveys it to you. And then consider how seriously you will still have to work at improving yourselves in order to exist before me when your hour has come that I will recall you from the world. And not one of you knows when this hour will come, but for all of you it is closer than you think. This is why my love calls to you time and again. Prepare yourselves and only place importance upon that which serves your spiritual development. Everything else is unimportant and will continue to become even less important the closer you are to the end. But the fact that the end will come is certainly true, and, therefore, you should not doubt but believe. Amen.